May 26th, Proverbs chapter 19, verses 16 through 23.
Whoever keeps the commandment keeps his life. He who despises his ways will die. Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Discipline your son, for there is hope. Do not set your heart on putting him to death. A man of great wrath will pay the penalty, for if you deliver him, you will only have to do it again. Listen to advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom in the future. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. What is desired in a man is steadfast love, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied. He will not be visited by harm.
The Fear of the Lord, Mike Bullmore. What occupies this passage, as it does the whole book of Proverbs, is the character of a person as a reflection of the character of God. This godliness is the wisdom that Proverbs repeatedly sets forth and calls us to, whether it is positive traits to be pursued and practiced, like generosity and steadfast love, or negative traits to be avoided, like unbridled anger or being a liar. Proverbs relentlessly focuses on our character. The most important thing about us is not our social or economic standing, but the godliness of our character. So how do we get this godly character? From the outset, Proverbs tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Chapter 9, verse 10. If wisdom describes a life that reflects God's character, then we have found the answer to our question. Fearing God is the path to godly character. But what does Proverbs mean by the fear of the Lord? Fundamentally, it means to deeply revere God, with one result being that when He speaks, we respond in exact accordance with what He says. If He speaks truth about Himself, we take Him at His word. If He speaks commands or instructions to us, we gladly obey. In either case, we are trusting Him. In other words, this fearing of the Lord renders a person humble before God and willing to listen to advice and accept instruction. Chapter 19, verse 20, from Him. This leads to true wisdom, not just intellectual knowledge, but godliness of character. But it will lead to far more than that. The fear of the Lord also leads to life. This life Proverbs speaks of is found only in God, and God makes this life available to us now in Christ. The New Testament teaches that this life will culminate in an unending perfect existence with God in the new heaven and new earth. But Proverbs is focused more on our present existence. Those who have this life will experience both restful satisfaction and God's protection here and now. Verse 16 helps us here. The contrasting parallelism in this verse tells us that a failure to keep God's commands is a despising, a devaluing of your own life. An example is found in the wrathful man of verse 19. This is simply another reminder that God's commands are not arbitrary, but are designed for our good in this life, which, when lived in the fear of the Lord, is a foretaste of the fullness of the life to come.